Run Home with David Schwartz and Mark Allen. Spoil yourself with a 7-seat Hyundai Santa Fe this July. And community training initiatives. Take the next step towards your builder's license. Visit ctibuild.com.au.
Righto, now that song coming out of the break is by Silverchair. It's called The Lever. And if the Round 17 NAB Rising Star has that as his ringtone, we'll be really, really disappointed in the kid. I'm sure he doesn't because the kid is a star. 24 disposals against the Suns last Saturday. Plenty of other stats we're going to talk about. And Jake Lever joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Jake.
Thanks very much for having me on the show, boys.
Jake, I'm just going to... Mark Allen is having trouble saying your name again. He said Jake Lever. So we've now got it right. So Jake,
got it.
Hey, Jake, we're talking before about coming through the Calder Cannons system, and I've just had a text message that's reminded me as well that the Cannons were pretty good to you last year because they could have been selfish and played you, even though they were runners-up, that they gave you every opportunity to get yourself right to be drafted rather than worrying about the Cannons and their prospects of winning a flag.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I did the knee in 2013, and when I first did, I just sat down with Ian Kite, who was the regional manager of the Cannons, and it was around about that time when I could have been back was the grand final of the TSC Cup, which obviously we participated in, and they always knew all along that they weren't going to rush me back or anything like that. And, you know, the whole 3-4 years that I was there, they were, you know, always worried about players' welfare, whether that be myself or anyone else. They were never worried about winning or anything. And for me, last year, they were just absolutely fantastic.
Jake, did you want to play? Did you have to be convinced not to play, or were you accepting of the decision?
I think as it got closer, I wanted to play, but in the back of my mind, I always knew that I wasn't going to play. It was about 11 and a half months since my operation when the game was on. So, you know, there was always that temptation to play, but I knew that, you know, I just wanted to get myself right for draft camp and participate in as many tests as possible.
How hard was it not playing last year? And what were you able to do throughout the year, I guess, to bide your time and get yourself ready?
Yeah, obviously it was really hard not playing. Obviously, it was my draft year, so watching all your mates play on footy on the weekend, it was really tough to watch them. But, you know, I did some coaching with Calder Cannons and also Vic Metro just to sort of, see a different part of football. And I guess sitting back, now, over the 12 months, I just grew with a greater appreciation of playing football, because when you're sitting on the sideline for so long, 12 months, it's not great watching, you know, your mates play each week and you're sitting there. So I just grew with appreciation of myself playing football.
Jake, and when you get to an AFL club, you grow up, but I would have thought that this year you would have grown enormously emotionally and physically as well, having your first pre-season. But with what the Crows have been through in 2015, where you've been and where you are now, can you see the change in yourself?
Yeah, definitely. So when you first get to an AFL club, you obviously, it's a big step up. You go into full-on football life all the time. That's probably the biggest difference for me, coming from an under-18 background, coming to senior football and AFL lifestyle. You're at the club 20 hours, 2 days, or, you know, over the week, you're probably there for 50, 60 hours. So it's just getting your mind around that, first of all. And then, yeah, obviously, with what we've been through over probably the last 3 or 4 weeks, it was obviously a tragedy, but I think the club sort of over the last 3 or 4 days have just been a bit of normality come back into it. We've got back into routine and emotionally I think we've all grown as a playing group and also a coaching group and also just through the club. So I think over the last 3 or 4 days we can definitely see a bit of normality going back into our lives and a bit of routine going back into also.
Jake, you take on Sydney this Saturday at the SCG. Now, I'm not sure whether you're across this or not, but Adam Goods not only has taken a couple of days off, but he's decided not to play. My interest in the situation is what Adelaide has said to the players, if anything, regarding the situation.
Well, we really haven't spoke about it too much. Obviously, I only heard on the radio about half an hour ago that he wasn't playing. But, you know, I said a couple of days ago that, you know, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, not just our fans, but the whole AFL community has shown so much respect and, I guess, admiration for us over that past 3 or 4 weeks that, you know, our fans going up to Sydney this week, I wouldn't have expected too much booing or anything if Adam had played. So, obviously, he's a champion of the game. And, we really haven't spoken about it too much. So, I can't really comment on that. But, I wouldn't imagine there would have been too much booing or anything, you know, since all the respect and sort of stuff that we've received over the past 3 or 4 weeks.
Jake, just a little birdie's told me that you might have had a punch on with Tex Walker in a practice match.
Come on.
And you might have got the upper hand on him.
Come on.
Now, how true? Be careful here.
No, I didn't get the upper hand. We just had a bit of a scuffle, but it was all in good fun. I think sometimes when you go out training, you get a bit competitive with your mates, and it was probably only about 3 or 4 weeks since I got to the club, so it probably wasn't the best look, and Tex was probably thinking, who's this bloke anyway?
Yeah, I heard about that. Have you got a mate, Tyson, that lives in Kyneton?
Tyson, who lives in Kyneton?
Hmm.
No, I don't.
Well, that's what he's texting under. So he's given you up. He said that you easily had the honours.
He's probably given a fake name, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon
now,
he might have.
Jake, you've had an amateur boxing fight, is that right?
Oh, no, not an amateur boxing fight, but there's things that at the gym where I used to train, we used to just have gym fights where other people would come in from different gyms and we'd
use them as punching bags.
Yeah, use them.
Now you,
so, Jake.
Now, this bloke has just sent in another text where he's saying, you won hands down. You clipped him.
No, I don't know what this bloke's talking about.
Well, he's only relaying what you told him a couple of weeks ago.
Now, Jake. Quite often we talk about blokes and who'd win with the gloves on in a ring, okay? In a boxing ring. Now, I'm just going to give you the name of a few senior players. You tell us whether you can take them down with the gloves on. Paddy Dangerfield.
Yeah, got him covered.
Scotty Thompson.
Or if you got me in close, I'd be in strife, I reckon.
Right.
Got the reach on him, though.
Rory Laird.
Yep. Or I reckon Doss would be hard to get down.
What about Sam Jacobs?
I reckon, yeah,
easy.
Mate.
You got him. He's a ruckman.
I reckon I got a special for you. I got a special for you. Rory Sloane.
Easy.
Oh, he's the same as Lairdy. He'd just run at me with his head. Yeah, take it, I reckon.
That is fantastic. Eddie Betts?
Oh, come on.
He's quick, Eddie. We're talking bantamweight
versus a heavyweight.
His nose would walk into Jake's glove.
What about Talia?
He's the same as Sloane. He's pretty tough at it. So I don't know.
Who wouldn't you get in the ring with?
At the club?
Yeah.
I'd think with anyone.
I love this.
was there anyone at the Cannons that went all right?
The Cannons. Took Miller was good.
Yeah.
He's right, who's at the Gold Coast now. He used to throw him a fair bit.
Wouldn't have the engine, though, would he? Wouldn't have the stamina.
He throws about 3 or 4 and then he's big down.
I tell you what, boys, I was going to ask the question how a 17-year-old underage kid could be the captain of Vic Metro. I think we've just worked it out.
He just flexed the muscles.
I'm going to get your name right this time, Jake. Thanks for coming on, mate. We really appreciate it. It was good fun.
No, thanks very much for having me, boys.
Jake Lever, the Round 17 NAB Rising Star. What a ripper.
Rocky!
What an absolute beauty.